This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Douglas County Sheriff Tony Spurlock says calls to defund law enforcement are a knee-jerk reaction and overlook the fact that sheriff's departments are written into Colorado's Constitution.
And it's understandably that people are frustrated and they say, well, we just want to get rid of the police. Well, I argue and I urge people to be involved with the police and their law enforcement so we don't have to have this kind of conversation.
Activists argue that much of the money spent on police departments would be better invested in education, mental health, and other social needs. Colorado gets a D-plus in a report ranking states on public school funding. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Colorado dropped to 43rd in the nation out of 50 states, down three spots from last year. Education Week's annual Quality Counts analysis shows Colorado spent more than $3,000 less per student than the national average in 2017. Just 4% of Colorado students are in districts that spend at or above the national average. But Colorado gets a B-plus in equity, or how fairly state money gets spread around to schools and districts. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Lawmakers are delaying the state's contribution to the public pension fund for a year as part of a larger effort to fill a massive state budget gap. Colorado is supposed to contribute $225 million annually. 75 in Denver, 74 in Colorado Springs, 62 for Vail, 79 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.